He seems younger than he is to me.
He seems younger than he is, perhaps because he is naive in many respects, and because particularly he's naive in the way of candor, and that was deliberate. He had to be naive so that every single opinion that he formed, or every observation he made, in terms of his perspective, be something that was fresh and something that was wondrous. So yeah, in many ways, and it could be also because of this whole comic book kind of angle, somebody who's fascinated by comic books, and somebody who decided to reconstruct the city in terms of his comic book experiences.
Yeah, I wondered if you'd even toyed around with the idea of this being sort of like a graphic novel, or having a little bit of being a graphic novel at one point.
You know what? I tell you, to be honest, when I heard that they were going to create this cover here and make it kind of graphic-y, novelish, and so on, I didn't like that idea, because I had this feeling that what I was writing was sort of different, and I didn't want the interpretation of it to be too much into that sort of genre. But later I realized, listen, this sort of lines between adult entertainment and children entertainment, they've been blurred in any case. You know, Avatar and all these movies and stuff like that, people of all ages enjoy. But I guess what I wanted to do, I chose the comic book angle, not because I wanted to make it sort of like a graphic novel and so on, but I felt it was a great way to describe how a young immigrant would view a new city. Because my memory of, I used to read comic books and so on until I was about 19 or so. My memory of the comic book characters was that they were all outsiders, and they were people who were trying to fit into a larger society. And some of their views, their perceptions and their observations of the core of the city, of the larger group, to me they were more accurate than the people who live inside. You know, their observations were. So I felt that, I mean, it wasn't my intention initially. I didn't set out to say I'm going to write a book in which comic books or this whole genre is going to play a central part. But as a novel developed, I realized how much it kind of fell into what I was trying to do, the kind of perception I was trying to give this main character.
At first he just stays in his father's apartment. He's like terrified. He barely even looks outside.
Yeah.
And then he sort of spreads tendrils out based on the sort of on the TTC and the subway system and the buses.
And that's because, you know, I wanted him. You have these two people, I mean, the two main characters are him and his father. His father is this older person who had come to Canada with all these dreams, and because he couldn't fulfill these dreams, he sort of barricaded himself into almost a self-enclosed prison, and he wanted to do the same with his son. He said, listen, don't step across, go out of Regent Park. So the first time this fellow came, Samuel, when he looked outside, he felt that in his mind it was a kind of bizarre world. He didn't know what to make of it. But he was a different person from his father. For him, this wasn't a place that he should imprison himself against, you know. He shouldn't barricade himself. He wanted to explore Canada. He wanted to come out bit by bit. So you're right, it was his footsteps initially, they were kind of tentative. But every little hurdle, every little thing that he came and he saw, to him it was an adventure, so it was great. I mean, he at the end of the novel, he said he couldn't wait to leave Toronto and go out into the northern area where he had a seat in terms of comic books, because he said his mind was so wrapped around small villages and towns. So he saw the northern parts of Toronto as comic book panels, big flapping banners of mists and freaky little animals and stuff like that.
He sort of changes things up every once in a while, and he'll sort of, almost like a page in the comic book, or a scene change.
Exactly, precisely. One of the things I decided once I realized that I wanted to have this comic book angle was that I'd try to create a certain, some of the conventions of that genre, make each chapter kind of episodic, the way comic books are, create sort of bizarre characters, people, you know, like Dr. Bat and Roti Ramirez, he called himself that name, and Barbarossa and so on. I also kind of focus on the more bizarre aspects, or the eccentric aspects of people's speech patterns and their dialogue and so on. So it was a risky thing. I didn't want people to say, oh, you know, this isn't Toronto, or, you know, how could he meet all these crazy people in a place that I see to be so normal and so boring in some respects and so on. So it was a kind of fine line I had to cross. I wanted to create this kind of comic book aura, but at the same time I wanted to deal with things that I felt were kind of serious, like this whole thing about assimilation and the fact that this fellow realize that to live in a big city and to enjoy it, you have to absorb a bit of it and not do like his father, cut himself off completely from every single thing. But he was trying to figure out what this place was, and he couldn't. And this was part of, I mean, I didn't want to make it too easy. At the end, when his uncle said, what is a typical Canadian? He was thinking of a typical Canadian in terms of a typical somebody from Toronto. He felt that there was nothing like that. And the city itself, he couldn't define it because it was always changing. And also, see, when you talk to people who have lived here, who grew up here and lived here all their lives, they have a particular image of this place that's, to many immigrants, it's a kind of boring, sterile kind of image. They describe it, and I suspect most people who live for too long in a particular place, they view that area in these terms because they've become numb to some of the attractions, like the sound of the streetcars and like in the Toronto Reference Library, all these little groups talking in their own particular language, like Union Station, where, you know, which is a central point in the novel, which, you know, you have people from every part of Canada, perhaps from every part of the world, in this small little confined area. So to an outsider, to somebody like Samuel, these things are very, very fascinating. And I also, in some way, I wanted to present a familiar place in almost in unfamiliar terms.
The book is The Amazing Absorbing Boy. I've been speaking with the author Rabindranath Maharaj, and The Amazing Absorbing Boy is published by Knopf Canada.